The BVW Podcast presents This Week in Music History. This week in 1972, Seventh Sojourn from the Moody Blues hit number one on the album chart. Moody Blues off Seventh Sojourn. The album hit number one for the first of 5 weeks at the top of the album chart this week in 1972. Now more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1966, the Monkees played their first concert.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
This week in 1978, Lowell Tohurst, drummer for the band The Cure, accidentally urinated on Billy Idol backstage after a show in England. And this week in 1960, Henry Mancini and his orchestra recorded Moon River. Moon River from Henry Mancini and his orchestra. That song was recorded this week in 1960. Now even more of this week in music history. This week in 1980, U2 played their first concert in the USA.
Where'd you go when you don't know the electric car?
This week in 1993, the Eagles reunited and began planning a reunion tour after breaking up in 1980. And this week in 1971, the Montreux Casino in Switzerland caught fire, which is the fire that inspired the band Deep Purple to write and record Smoke on the Water. Smoke on the Water from Deep Purple. The fire at the Montreux Casino that inspired the song happened this week in 1971. Now even more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1965, the Beatles released Rubber Soul.
You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end.
This week in 1969, President Richard Nixon, Vice President Agnew, and over 40 U.S. governors viewed a simulated acid trip on film and listened to rock music. This was done in an attempt to help them understand the younger generation. In this week in 1974, Carl Douglas went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with Kung Fu Fighting.
Oh, 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 oh. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them.
Fighting by Carl Douglas. The song went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 this week in 1974. Now even more of This Week in Music History. Born this week in 1979, Daniel Bedingfield.
If you're not the one, then why does my soul feel glad today?
Born this week in 1942, Harry Chapin.
And the cat's in the cradle and the
born this week in 1948, Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Andy Williams was born this week in 1927.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
And born this week in 1932, Richard Wayne Pennyman, who would go on to take the stage name of Little Richard.
Can't help it. help it, girl can't help it.
Well, won't you kindly be aware? The girl can't help it,
girl can't help it.
She mesmerizes every mother's soul.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
If she smiles and beefsteak become well done.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
She make grandpa feel like 21.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
And if I go to her on bending knee.
Can't help it, girl can't help it.
Oh, won't you kindly be aware that I can't help it.
I can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer would be the girl can't help it, she's in love with me.
She can't help it, girl.
That's Little Richard. He was born this week in 1932. Other birthdays this week include Dave Brubeck, who was born this week in 1920. Lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls, John Resnick, was born this week in 1965. Born this week in 1938, J.J. Cale.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
Sarah Bareilles was born this week in 1970.
I'm not gonna write you a love song, 'cause you asked for it, 'cause you need one. You see, I'm not gonna write you.
Dan Hartman was born this week in 1950.
I can dream about you.
Jim Morrison was born this week in 1943.
Listen to this, I'll tell you about the heartache. I'll tell you about the heartache and the loss of God.
Montel Jordan was born this week in 1971.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Born this week in 1925, Sammy Davis Jr.
Who can take a sunrise?
Who can take a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you. Cover it with chocolate and a miracle to the Candyman.
The Candyman.
Ooh, the Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
And born this week in 1947, Greg Allman.
crossroads, will you ever let him go? Dead man's ghost. Or will he lie beneath the clay? Or will his spirit float away? But I know that he won't stay without Melissa. Yes, I know that he won't stay.
This week in music history.
No, I'm no angel. No, I'm no stranger to the street. I've got my label, so I won't crumble at your feet. And I know, baby, so I've got scars upon my cheek. And I'm half crazy. Come on. Love me, baby, so you find
That's the late Greg Allman, who was born this week in 1947. And with that, we'll wrap up another week of This Week in Music History.